2:30, Tuesday afternoon, Margaret Mills time. And Margaret, you're looking at East Hanningfield, was it, or Great Baddow?
Yeah, well, both, actually.
Really?
And it's sort of a case of whose side are you on? Now, this is not a football match or a boxing match between someone from East Hanningfield and someone from Great Baddow. It actually goes back to the 1700s, and I got this snippet from an old newspaper, the Oxford Journal, believe
Oxford
it or not.
Journal.
The Oxford Journal were reporting on things happening in Great Baddow and East Hanningfield, Essex. And it concerns an elderly lady who lived in a cottage that was directly across the border between East Hanningfield and Great Baddow. Now, sadly, this elderly lady could no longer support herself, and she claimed help from the parish, which was the unit of administration in the 1700s and 1800s. And a big argument ensued as to whether her cottage was actually in East Hanningfield or Great Baddow, because depending on which side it was on, then that particular village would have to support her. Now, they solved it in the end by asking her what side of the bed did she sleep on. And then they entered her little cottage, looked in her bedroom, and decided that the side of the bed that she slept on put her in Great Baddow rather than East Hanningfield. And so Great Baddow Parish had to take on the support of this poor, unfortunate lady.
Dear me, there's a novelty. Can't imagine that happening these days. Although, having said that, I believe that they've got similar problems in certain places on the continent where the borderline actually goes through between France and Germany, or Holland and France.
I've heard that, yes. So this is a very early forerunner.
Right, fair enough.
Of this sort of problem.
So, where are you off to next week?
Next week, I'm off to Rayleigh for a look at the Dutch cottage.
Thank you.